Takeaway English from the BBC.
The latest fashion on British TV is reality TV. Reality TV means that shows follow and film ordinary people in an artificial situation. This could be at work or in some kind of competition. One of the first and most popular reality TV shows is Big Brother. In this show, 15 complete strangers have to live together in a house for 11 weeks. They are filmed 24 hours a day and shown on television. Each week, the viewers vote to evict one of the housemates. Finally, only one is left, and they win the prize money, £50,000. The show was an instant hit and runs in several countries. The housemates often become stars as a result of the show and appear in national newspapers and on other shows. Another very popular show is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. In this show, 10 celebrities are taken to the Australian jungle. They have to complete tasks each week, such as eating insects. The show is very expensive to make. The show cost £10 million to make, but over 12 million people in Britain watched the finale. Reality TV is also big business in the United States. American Idol, which is similar to the Chinese Supergirl, is one example. In this show, thousands of would-be singers audition in front of a panel of three judges. Part of the attraction is that many of the singers are not very good. In fact, some are awful. The judges do not have to be polite and are, in fact, usually very rude to some of the contestants. As the show progresses, viewers vote for their favourite singers, and the number of singers goes down until only one is left. As a prize, they receive a recording contract with a major record company. Reality TV is coming to China too. The hit US show The Apprentice featured the tycoon and multimillionaire Donald Trump. In the new Chinese version, Wise Man Takes All, 16 would-be businessmen will present their ideas to the judges, and the best one will win 1 million yuan to make their dream come true. Whatever happens, it seems reality TV is here to stay.
This is BBC World News.